Hi, and welcome to this week's Expert HR podcast with me, Ellie Gelder. Family-friendly leave is a great way for employees to achieve a better work-life balance. Some employers provide their staff with family-friendly leave over and above the statutory entitlement, which can in turn benefit the employer by helping to attract the best recruits and encourage mothers to return to work. It can also improve employees' performance and loyalty to the organisation. The most recent change to family-friendly rights is shared parental leave, which came into effect last year. And while employee take-up is currently relatively low, employers still need to be aware of how shared parental leave operates in practice. Given the number of different types of family-friendly leave then, it can be tricky to keep on top of the various entitlements. So with me now to give us a rundown of who can get what and when is Employment Law Editor Sarah Anderson. Okay, Sarah, let's start with the most well-known family-friendly right then, statutory maternity leave. Can you just remind us how much maternity leave a pregnant employee is entitled to?
Well, a pregnant employee has a right to take 26 weeks ordinary maternity leave, followed immediately by 26 weeks additional maternity leave. So the employee would be entitled to take up to a total of 1 year's maternity leave.
And does the employee need to have a minimum period of service with her employer to qualify for this right?
No, she doesn't. Pregnant employees are entitled to maternity leave regardless of their length of service.
Okay, so there's no qualifying service for statutory maternity leave, but there is a minimum service requirement for statutory maternity pay, isn't there?
Yes, that's right, Ellie. A pregnant employee would need to have been continuously employed by her employer for a minimum of 26 weeks as at the end of the 15th week before her expected week of childbirth.
And what about someone who's adopting a child? Do they have similar statutory rights?
Yes, they do. An employee who has adopted a child or who is one of a couple who have jointly adopted a child has the right to take up to 26 weeks ordinary adoption leave, followed immediately by up to 26 weeks additional adoption leave. So again, a total of up to a year's leave. And as is the case with statutory maternity leave, this is a day one right. This wasn't always the case, though. Prior to the 5th of April 2015, there was a qualifying period of service for statutory adoption leave.
Okay, so what do employees need to do to exercise their right to statutory maternity or adoption leave?
Well, they of course need to notify their employer of their intention to take the leave within a prescribed timescale, and the notice must contain certain specified information.
And what happens to employees' terms and conditions while they're on maternity or adoption leave?
Well, employees continue to have the benefit of and be bound by their terms and conditions of employment, except those relating to pay.
So what happens to employees' pay while they're on maternity or adoption leave?
Well, employers are under no obligation to pay employees their full pay when they're on maternity or adoption leave, unless, of course, the contract of employment says otherwise. Instead, as I touched on earlier, employers must pay employees statutory maternity or adoption pay where they satisfy certain eligibility and earnings tests. And I'd just add that statutory maternity or adoption pay is payable for up to 39 weeks.
Okay, so we've had a brief look at statutory maternity and adoption leave and pay, but what about an employee who is neither the mother nor the primary adoptive parent? Do they have any entitlement to any other leave to care for their child?
Well, such an employee may be entitled to statutory paternity leave, shared parental leave, and/or ordinary parental leave.
Okay, so taking statutory paternity leave first then, can you just tell us about this?
Well, an employee who is the biological father of a child or the mother's husband or partner has the right to take either 1 week's paternity leave or 2 consecutive weeks paternity leave to care for the child or support the child's mother. And this right also applies to an employee who is one of a couple who have jointly adopted a child or who is the spouse or partner of an individual who has adopted a child.
And is there a time limit to take the paternity leave?
Yes, there is for paternity leave. Paternity leave must be taken within 56 days of the child's date of birth or placement for adoption. So it's there for employees to help out and provide support in those early days of the birth or adoption.
And is there a qualifying period of service for paternity leave?
Yes, there is. In a birth situation, for example, the employee must have been continuously employed for 26 weeks or more by the end of the 15th week before the mother's expected week of childbirth.
And like maternity and adoption leave, to exercise the right to paternity leave, an employee's got to give their employer notice of their intention to take the leave within a prescribed timescale.
Yes, that's right. And again, the notice must contain certain specified information.
And just as an aside, Sarah, I see that Ireland is going to be introducing a new right to statutory paternity leave in September 2016.
Yes, that's right. The new entitlement to statutory paternity leave will apply in relation to births and adoptions on or after the 1st of September 2016. And our subscribers can read more about this in the new paternity leave section in our Ireland Employment Law Guide.
Going back to statutory paternity leave in the UK then, do employers need to be paying employees during this leave?
There's no obligation to pay employees their full pay when they are on paternity leave, unless this is provided for contractually, so the same as is the case with maternity and adoption leave. And instead, employees are entitled to 1 or 2 weeks statutory paternity pay if they meet certain eligibility requirements.
And employers can get confused, can't they, with the difference between parental leave and shared parental leave. So first of all, can you tell us a little bit about ordinary parental leave, as we'll call it here, to distinguish it from shared parental leave?
Absolutely. Ordinary parental leave is available to any employee who is the birth or adoptive parent of a child under the age of 18. And it gives them the right to take up to 18 weeks leave to care for the child at any time up to the child's 18th birthday. Now, to qualify for ordinary parental leave, employees must have completed at least 1 year's continuous service with their employer. And one last point, ordinary parental leave is unpaid.
And how does shared parental leave differ from ordinary parental leave?
Well, essentially, shared parental leave replaced the right to additional paternity leave, and its aim is to give parents more flexibility over how they share childcare between them during the first year of their child's life or the first year following adoption.
And who is entitled to take shared parental leave then?
Well, Ellie, it's available to mothers, fathers and partners of mothers of babies due on or after the 5th of April 2015 and to adoptive parents of children who are placed for adoption on or after that date. And it enables mothers or primary adoptive parents to bring their maternity or adoption leave and pay to an end and then choose to take shared parental leave and pay with their partner.
But as you've touched on, there's a time limit within which the shared parental leave must be taken, isn't there?
Yes, that's right. All shared parental leave must be taken within the first 52 weeks following the child's birth or placement for adoption.
So the main differences are that shared parental leave must be used within a year of the child's birth or adoption and may be paid, while in contrast, parental leave can be used at any time until the child's 18th birthday and is unpaid. So how does shared parental leave work in practice?
Well, under the shared parental leave regime, a mother or primary adoptive parent can commit to ending their maternity or adoption leave and pay at a future date and to share the untaken balance of leave and pay as shared parental leave with their partner. Alternatively, they could return to work early from maternity or adoption leave and opt into shared parental leave at a later date.
Are there any eligibility or other requirements to be able to take shared parental leave?
Yes, there are. Both the mother or primary adoptive parent and their partner must meet various eligibility requirements and must also comply with the relevant curtailment notice and evidence requirements.
Okay, so how much shared parental leave are parents entitled to?
Well, up to 50 weeks shared parental leave can be shared between the parents, and the amount of shared parental leave that the parents can take between them is 52 weeks minus the amount of maternity leave taken by the mother. But of course, there's still the compulsory 2-week maternity period immediately following childbirth. So, as an example, the mother could decide to take just a few weeks leave to recover from the birth, with the rest of the leave being taken by her partner. And similar rules apply in an adoption situation.
Does shared parental leave need to be taken as a single continuous period?
No, it doesn't. Shared parental leave must be taken in blocks of at least 1 week, but it can be taken in instalments with parents interspersing periods of leave with periods of work. And parents can choose how to share the leave, and they can also take leave at the same time as each other, which they couldn't do under the additional paternity leave system. In addition, the partner of a mother can take shared parental leave while the mother is still on maternity leave. And this all also applies to an adoption situation.
And what happens to an employee's terms and conditions while they're on shared parental leave?
Well, as is the case with maternity, adoption and paternity leave, employees continue to benefit from and be bound by all of their contractual terms and conditions, with the exception of pay. And up to 37 weeks statutory shared parental pay is available for parents to share between them while on shared parental leave, provided they are eligible to receive it. And it's up to the parents as to who is paid the statutory shared parental pay and how it is apportioned between them.
And obviously it's a recent right, shared parental leave, and we know at the moment that employee take-up is still relatively low.
Yes, according to our expert HR survey, shared parental leave's uptake is currently low, although overall employers strongly support the right in principle.
So it might change. Are there any plans to extend shared parental leave?
Yes, in October last year, the government announced that it intends to extend shared parental leave and pay to working grandparents by 2018.
And I understand the government is planning to consult on those proposals.
Yes, that's right. The government said in its budget earlier this year that it would consult on its proposals in May 2016. However, no consultation has taken place yet, so we are waiting for more information on that and we'll keep subscribers updated when we know more.
And just finally, is there anything else that you think our subscribers need to bear in mind in relation to the family-friendly rights that you've discussed?
Yes, Ellie, I would just remind our subscribers that employees have the right not to be subjected to a detriment or unfairly dismissed for exercising their right to any one of these family-friendly leave entitlements. But to end on a more positive note, as you mentioned at the start, the provision of enhanced family-friendly pay above the statutory minimum can be a great way to attract new talent and increase employee engagement and loyalty.
Absolutely. Thanks for that rundown, Sarah. A useful summary of the various kinds of family-friendly leave. We've got lots more information and practical guidance on family-friendly leave. A good starting point is our topic page. Just go to the Expert HR homepage, click on the topics drop-down menu, click on employment rights, and you'll find the family-friendly leave topic page. And as Sarah said, we'll keep you updated on the extension of shared parental leave to working grandparents, so do look out for more on this. That brings us to the end of this week's Expert HR podcast, which you've been listening to with me, Ellie Gelder. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, it's goodbye from us.